We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
One, two, three.
Play action, wide open, Albert O behind the defense to the 40, to the Memphis 30. He will not be caught. 10-5 house. Exactly what Mizzou needed.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they're paying for and why. Shelter insurance recently ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Shelter insurance, wear your shield, wear your shelter. Mizzou Athletics also would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and also Shelter Insurance. Barry Odom is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Welcome to Tiger Talk, our final show of the season with the Tigers head coach. Missouri will play on Saturday evening against Tennessee. Senior night at Faurot Field in Columbia, 6:39, the kickoff. Then the Tigers on the road on the Friday after Thanksgiving as they'll take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Coming up at 6:20, our staff segment. We'll visit with the director of recruiting in his third season. Jake Breske will join us. And then coming up, and our players segment at the bottom of the hour, a couple of Mizzou seniors who will be recognized coming up on Saturday, as we'll visit with Jonah Dubinsky and also with Jacob Trump, a couple of Missouri natives as well. Reminder that the Tigers are in action coming up this Saturday evening. Still tickets available, 6:39 the kickoff, 5-5 Missouri, 5-5 Tennessee at Faurot Field in Columbia. With that, we say good evening to the coach. How you doing?
Good to see you, Mike. It's been a, you said the last Tiger Talk, and it's been a, you get into the season and it ends up flying by. Every year, they all kind of blend together. And the importance for us to go finish here the next 2 weeks are at the utmost on our minds, and doing everything we can to send the seniors out the right way.
Yeah, and that's something that's always important, to send the seniors out the right way. It's something that everybody wants to embrace.
I mean, you always look, and I know it as a former student athlete. You remember all of your games, but your last home game, there's always something a little bit more that goes into that. The remembering of the smell, the sounds, the feel, obviously the result, that's something that will stick with them forever. And they've poured a lot into this program. They've poured a lot into our university. They've represented the University of Missouri in a great way. And it's my responsibility to send them out as winners.
We're going to talk about each and every one of those seniors in our second segment. But another thing that your coach started, it was a tradition started by Larry Smith and your group of players, is that at the end of that final game at Faurot Field is going to the north end zone and grabbing a rock.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that it's continued. And Larry started it. Coach Pinkel continued it, and then obviously we have as well. And it's something, you know, I know, you know, my rock is in my office. I know right where it is. And, you know, I think most of the guys that you talk to and look back at, they do the same thing. It means something. And that's a number of important things go along with this game that's at the forethought of my mind.
You know, one of the things, too, about the Rock and Larry Smith, I mean, it would only be appropriate if each Rock had a rubber band wrapped around it, right?
That's right. He had it. I've been bouncing a tennis ball this week, by the way. So just
snap back, bounce back, let's go. Right.
Let's
how's the work week been?
It's been really good. You know, I'm proud of my guys on the way that, even though, you know, the last 4 weeks or four games haven't gone how you want them to in the end result, we had a great Tuesday and Wednesday practice. Today was a really good Thursday. We're going to go play really well.
As you look back to Florida, your takeaway from the loss to the Gators was what?
Yeah, you look, really, it's 6-3 at halftime. You know, they're whatever they're ranked, top, you know, 10, 11 team in the country. We had opportunities defensively. We gave up two touchdowns, had chances with our hands on the ball to come up with a takeaway, which would have been so huge for us to be able to get that done. You know, and again, offensively didn't do enough to get a spark going to be able to score when we needed to. But, you know, the next two games, just like a couple of these that have been close, you know, we've got to do something momentum-wise to keep it on our side. And whether it's another first down, whether it's an opportunity when we have, you know, a ball and interception to come up with it, those things continue to spark your team. And that's what we've missed here the last couple of weeks. We got to get it back.
Well, and as you look back to really the last four games, you can look at just a couple of different drives where one play became a drive killer on that particular sequence.
Yeah, and you would like to think, or I'd like to think, you know, this the mental toughness to be able to withstand
right.
that and overcome it, just like, you know, the other day that when Khalil had the interception and ruled not an interception. Okay, that's the play. Let's get over it and let's move on. You know, and the next play or the next second play, whatever it was, they scored on the touchdown. You know, that our defense is playing too good to allow an explosive play after that. So they're going to come back. You know, they're ranked in the top 10 in the country in total defense. They're going to come back, and they want to finish the season the right way. The offense is hungry to make right what they haven't done the last couple of weeks.
As the CEO of the program, as a guy that is responsible for both sides of the football, do you spend more time when the offense is struggling? Do you spend more time in the offensive meeting rooms? I mean, how do you balance your time?
Well, I drew them up four touchdown plays this week. So just myself, I got him four touchdowns. So I don't know what we're going to do from there. Really, I've got so much trust in Derek and the job that he has done. Our players are practicing the way they're supposed to. We've got to go play with confidence. And that's the thing that we look for. I'm trying to give them examples of the way to go play. We got players to go do it. Now it's time to go execute and do it.
How's Jonathan Johnson?
He's doing okay. He had a good week. And, you know, we miss him on the field, obviously. You know, the opportunity to get the ball to him and get him in space. And, you know, he's going to help us when he's on the field.
Tiger Talk continues after this from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
It's what's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Not if you play like you cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Cheerleader Pub and Grill is your home for all things SEC and the new host location for Tiger Talk with Coach Odom. Join us live at 6 p.m. every Thursday evening at Cheerleader Pub and Grill as Mike Kelly sits down with Coach Odom to talk all things Mizzou football, including player interviews, game recaps, and previews of the upcoming opponent. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub and Grill is the place to be for Tiger Talk each week, where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Whether you compete on the field or in the field, it takes the best to be a champion. That's why so many farmers looking to maximize profitability plant DeKalb and Asgrow brand corn and soybeans, featuring exclusive genetics and whole farm solutions to champion consistent yield potential. No matter what the season brings, be a champion of yield. Visit your local MFA today. Performance may vary. Always read and follow IRM, where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Take the field with a winning lineup. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment you need to have a championship season. For a limited time, get 0% financing on top-performing new Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/tigers. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri's Director of Recruiting, Jake Bresky. Bottom of the hour, Jonah Topinski and Jacob Trump will join us as well. Coming up here on Tiger Talk, Coach Barry Odom is alongside. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Hey, join us next Thursday night at Cheerleader Pub. Actually, not next Thursday night. Coming up in coming weeks on Monday for Tiger Talk with Coach Konzo Martin here from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. First basketball, Tiger Talk will be in the first week in December. Partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIX. You know, we don't rarely take time to talk about each individual that makes up the senior class, but I wanted to do so tonight because I think it's important for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's your first class, your first senior class, right, that you've watched come through. Guys that have meant a lot to you. So let's just go individually. Let's begin with a guy who, from Dallas, Texas, a cornerback, and DeMarcus Acy.
You know, it's amazing that I did this a little bit on last Sunday night in our team meeting because this class does, it means, and every one of them does, but these guys, on the things that they've been through, the things that they've done. You know, AC has played so well for us, specifically this year. I think we're fourth or fifth in the country in pass defense. He's upped his game. He's playing really well. Such a great kid. Perk from St. Louis was a guy that actually recruited when I was at Memphis, mm-hmm. and had him on an official visit, an unofficial visit down there. And then he went through a camp, and I was telling him why this was the place for him. And then he committed to Mizzou and didn't think there's ever a chance I was going to get to coach him, and ended up doing it. Nance.
About Ronald Perkins.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Then Jonathan Nance transfers in as a grad transfer from Arkansas. Has been our leading receiver in a number of ways. Plays extremely hard. You know, we had an academic meeting today, and he's got a 4.0 as a grad student at Mizzou. He's really embodied what it means to be a student athlete. He's done a great job. Kelly Bryant, again, I talk about the stories on why people are here and how you end up, and when everybody's got a different story and a background on where you're from, and for us to go through, you know, recruiting Kelly and then getting him here, such a great kid, and you know, the things that he's been able to do since he's been here, he's been injured, continues to come back and fight, just so thankful for him. Justin Smith is a guy who's a fifth-year senior in our program. There's not anybody on the sidelines on Saturday that's more vocal and more enthusiastic and a great teammate. Smitty's going to be very successful. He hasn't played a lot of ball, but he's going to be really successful in life. That's the type of person he is. Jonathan Johnson from Memphis, from Melrose High School, kid that I know really, really well, and as tough as a competitor that we've had in our program. Such a great kid. Rashad Floyd has changed positions over the years. Yeah. Now he's playing defensive back. He's a punt returner, starts on most all of our special teams, and has really been a voice of leadership within our team. He's done a great job. Tucker McCann, a kicker and punter out of St. Louis, was a highly recruited kid, has come in up and down career, but has been so solid for us down the stretch. He's going to finish the season in a great way. Khalil Oliver, who we've had on the show, is from Boise originally, went to Oregon, graduated, came here as a grad transfer, had 2 years, and has such a bright future in all the things he has going on in his life. Frank Agbazimir, kid, another five-year guy in our program, from Nigeria originally, ended up transferring to a school in Florida. You know, he started as a linebacker, moved to a defensive end, has graduated. Kale Garrett has been the heart and soul of our program, and such a tremendous player from Kearney, Missouri. Is as Mizzou as a person can get. Yeah. You go on down, Joe Hoyt is a walk-on kid that's been in our program for a number of years from Illinois up close to Chicago, and has given everything that he's got to our program. And he starts on our kickoff return team now. He's going to graduate, does a tremendous job, and cares about Mizzou. Thomas Grossman, Tommy G, as we call him, from St. Louis, went to Chaminade High School. You know, and everybody, you look at, you know, for whatever reason, student-athletes are judged on the 3.5 hours on Saturday. But Tommy lost his mom 2 years ago to cancer, and a long, tough bout to cancer. And the things that he has taught me about living life, and the way to do it, you never know the lessons you're going to learn, right. But forever I will remember what he's done for our program. My first spring here, if Tommy G hadn't been on the roster, we wouldn't have been able to get up through spring practice because of the depth or the lack of on the offensive line, the way that he stepped in and competed and played, and he's probably played 3 snaps his entire career. Such a great kid.
And he's one of those kids that 30 years from now, you'll pick up the phone one day, it'll be him.
And hopefully one of these days he'll hire me, because he's going to be in position when I'm retired from coaching. He's going to be running an organization or a company, and such a great young man. Yaya Durant, you know, is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Went to a junior college in West Virginia, or in Arizona, and then we ended up getting him here. He started every game since he's been on campus. Remember the home visit back in Philly with his mom in the subway. There's so many stories that come about, and Yaya's done such a great job, and a tremendous kid. Trevor Wallace Sims from East St. Louis, had all the reasons in the world not to come to Mizzou at that time when he did, but decided he was going to be the one out of that school to come here, and he's graduated. What a great kid he is. He's been a great player, all conference, and such a tremendous guy in our program. And then last but not least, Tyrell Jacobs from Rummel High School down in South Louisiana. Was initially committed to Oklahoma, switched late to Mizzou, and hasn't played a lot, but he's been the best teammate that you could ever be. And he's going to graduate from Mizzou. It means a lot to him. And you know exactly what you're going to get from Tyrell Jacobs every day of the week.
Plus two kids that we're going to talk to a little bit later, Jacob Trump and also Jonah Dubinsky. We'll share their story a little bit later. But I want to hear from you on those two.
So important, and everybody's got a role in the program. Yeah. And those guys have been medically, you know, disqualified from competing. But they wanted to give back to the university and to our athletic department and our football team. And they've stayed on in really a graduate assistant role, basically. They have worked unlimited hours while still going to school, and they've helped us so much and helped this team. They're mature beyond their age, tremendous ambassadors for the university, and I'm indebted to all 18 of these guys forever.
Is there a word that describes them? Is there a word that you would cling to that would describe this group as a whole?
I would say, you know, gritty more than anything, just a tough group. They've overcome a lot of things. I'm proud of the resolve that they've shown, and they're going to be really successful.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your defense. 4 sacks on Saturday against Florida. Kobe Whiteside's had 2 of them. Just a thought on what the defense has done in terms of getting pressure on the Florida quarterback a week ago, and then also the progression that Kobe Whiteside has made.
Yeah, you look, the 4 sacks, I mean, a lot of the times with that, Mike, it was coming with a 4-man rush, which means we're winning a 1-on-1 or sometimes winning a double team, and that, you know, we need that because we can't just rely on, you know, bringing 6 or bringing 7 and to have pressure. So those guys have improved. Kobe has been, you know, we don't talk about him a lot. You've brought him up a couple times on the show. But he has been as good of a defensive tackle interior guy as we've had in a while. just being assignment sound and playing hard and making plays. And then Jordan Elliott opposite of him, Markell Utsi, Akil Byers on the inside. The rotation of those four, it's really helped us. That's the reason that we're 9th or 10th in the country in total defense, that we've been able to do some things. They've got a chance, if we'll finish the season the right way, to statistically go down as one of the best defenses in Mizzou history.
Trey Williams finished with his first sack of the season.
Yeah, it's about time. I told him this week. You know, we've been waiting on that, and I think he's got more to come. So he's played well. He played better the other day, and I think he'll play his best game this Saturday and next Friday.
Tigers head coach Barry Odom is with us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Missouri's director of recruiting, Jake Bresky, is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
To all of our first responders, active military, veterans, and retirees, there's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. Qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
Medical bills, insurance agencies, stress.
When you're injured in an accident, it can take over your life.
Which is why at Harper Evans Wade in Nedemeyer, we work hard to get the results our clients deserve.
Meeting with our clients in person with free consultations, answering their questions, and working quickly to get results. It's what sets us apart, and it's why families across the state trust us to win their cases. Harper Evans Wade in Nedemeyer. We'll fight for you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Your top priority? Protecting your employees and the business you've worked hard to create. Workers' compensation insurance is an important part of that protection. When you partner with Missouri Employers Mutual, you get more than an insurance policy. We'll help you build a culture of safety that will empower your employees to work with confidence, day after day and year after year. Missouri Employers Mutual. Confidence at work. Visit mem-ins.com for more.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faurot Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at ProPlan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
What's that spell?
So, so.
Are we gonna win?
Not if you play like a cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Presented by Say Insurance, the law firm Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The Three Stripes Club, a student athlete of the week from the men's basketball team, Drew Smith. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. He is in his third season on the staff at the University of Missouri. Please welcome in the director of recruiting, Jake Bresky. How you doing?
I'm good. Good to be here.
You were here a year ago, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
So we're going to try and top last year's performance. How's that sound?
I will do my best.
It'll be tough because you were terrific. I mean, the pressure's on me to make sure that I give you some decent questions. Why football recruiting? You know, you were a guy that was coaching and coaching positions. What was it that allowed that I guess took you to this position as the director of football recruiting at Missouri?
You know, really, it was just. The first thing was getting in the building. You know, you grow up from South Dakota originally, and you want to compete at the best, be at the best, and, you know, getting in recruiting was an opportunity for me to come work in the SEC and at the University of Missouri, and it just kind of has progressed since I've been here, you know, in my seasons here.
As you look at your role, a lot of it is marketing, right? Because you're marketing this program.
Yes.
So every good idea from a marketing standpoint was something that somebody stole from someone else. Would you agree?
I would agree.
And so as you've tried to build, if you will, your approach from a recruiting standpoint, the number of mailers that you send out, the number of posters that you send out, the different things that make up the Mizzou package, how have you come to where you are today in terms of arriving at those different items?
You know, it's a year-by-year basis. You kind of see what everyone else is doing, but then you also have to tailor it to what Mizzou does best. And each year we come in and bring our guys who signed and ask them what worked for them. You know, what was the biggest impact in your recruiting? Was it the phone calls? Was it the mailers? Was it the Twitter edits? You know, how was your visit compared to others? And so then we tailor what we do to find out, you know, the best student athletes that fit for Missouri and approach them in a way that makes them want to join our university.
The heck is a Twitter edit?
Kyle Morris and Tanner Morris, no relation. So they will take a picture off the internet and take their head and put it in a Mizzou football player's body. And then it makes it look like they've been here for a photo shoot. Or if they have been here for a photo shoot, they cut them out and then put them on impose them on a background, and kids love it. So anytime you see a commitment on Twitter or Instagram, our guys were the ones who made those.
Are more kids leaning towards Twitter in this day and age or towards Instagram? And does it matter from a recruiting perspective because you have to kind of focus on all?
Right. I would say it's... They use Twitter for recruiting purposes, but yet they'll use Instagram for kind of off the field, different aspects of their life.
The advent, obviously, of social media has changed a great deal. How has it opened up things in terms of contact for those of you and your coaches that are trying to recruit student athletes?
Yeah, so it's, you know, there's a lot less guys that are under the radar now. You know, once kids hit freshman, sophomore years, they're posting their offers, you know, where they've been, and so we're able to then coordinate and see, hey, what's this guy's true size? Where has he been? Is this offer true? And it gives us a lot more access. So my Twitter DMs are open, and any recruit in the nation can send me a link of their highlight film, and we try to watch as many as we can each day.
What would be the example of the most recent player that you brought in that his first point of contact was a direct message to you through Twitter?
Ooh, good question.
It's rarely something that someone has said about a question that I've asked, so thank you.
I'll have to get back to you on
that. No, just think about it. We got time. Because I find all this, I find it all fascinating, the way that it all has changed. In terms of coaches being able to be on the road,
mm-hmm.
how much can they be on the road, and how many contacts can they have with an individual prospect before signing day? And I'm not talking about specifically during a dead period or an open period. I'm just talking about throughout the process.
Right. So you get 42 days from September 1st through December 1st. And so you could, if all 11 coaches go out, that takes 11 of your 42s. But you can only go to one school once during that period. So that's one contact / evaluation, watch your game. Then you get 2 weeks in December, 2 weeks in January, and you can use four more there. And then you get two more in spring in a span of about 75 days. So realistically, you can see a kid starting of their junior year, and let's say they sign early December, the most you could see them outside of campus would be five times.
How much will the South End Zone change the way that you present the program to prospective students at this point in time?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Just on our game days, you know, we got, you know, hundreds of kids that are there that we have upstairs in our recruiting lounge, and coaches are able to come talk to them. They're able to see our facility, our team room, our locker room, our weight room, and you know, get the feel of what big-time college football is all about. And it's, you know, again, it's only been open for a few months for us, but it's only going to get, you know, better for us.
I say this to kids each and every week, is that someone helped you get to where you are. There was a group of people that helped you along the way. In your particular case, your father was a high school football coach in South Dakota for 33 years. It's fair to say he introduced you to the sport that you have come to love. What's his influence been on you?
I mean, it's you know, everything to me. Just, you know, growing up, I remember going to his practices when I was 4 years old, trying to run conditioning. You know, it's riding buses. You know, I've been on a school bus. I remember he worked at a different school, which was 10 miles away, until my middle brother was in high school, but he was my coach every year. So they would pick me up because they had a co-op with another school 12 miles away. They'd pick me up in the middle, and you know, I would be gone till 7-8 at night, and then I would go home for dinner. But it was, you know, that was just a dream, you know, just being able to be around the guys, being around the boys day in, day out, and having, you know, I have two of the best big brothers in the world, but having all these other guys that would look out for me was a blessing.
What are the lessons that you've learned from the sport of football?
Just, you know, I would say just the impact to come together and work for a greater cause. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have one mindset, one dream, one desire, and you guys do it together, there's, you know, anything's possible.
Jake, thanks for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jake Bresky, Missouri's Director of Recruiting, with us. Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The operating engineers of Kansas City Local 101 and St. Louis Local 513 build a better Missouri through the highest quality, productive, best trained, and safest heavy equipment operators. From excavating the ground to setting the final piece, we build the roads, bridges, schools, hospitals, buildings, and power plants that drive our economy and keep Missouri competitive. Learn more at IUOELocal101.org and IUOE513.org.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Tiger fans, do you like to gamble? Well, gambling's exactly what you're doing if you have your home or business electrical installation done by a contractor who's not qualified, trained, and insured. Don't take the chance. Be safe. Be certain. Use only IBEW contractors to do your electrical work. The stakes are just too high for anything else. You can depend on your hometown IBEW and IBEW contractors.
Did you know that 1 in 5 children in Missouri faces hunger? The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri helps fill these empty stomachs by providing buddy packs to children who rely on subsidized lunch at school. For just $180, you can sponsor a buddy pack for a child every weekend for an entire school year. Score Against Hunger, presented by MPIX, lets you get in on Tiger's action while helping feed children. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the first and only official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how that they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. We're at Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Time now for our players segment. A couple of guys that medically had to retire from the sport but will be honored on Saturday night prior to the game against Tennessee. From Cahokia, Missouri, please welcome Mr. Jacob Trump, ladies and gentlemen. And also from Columbia, Missouri, Jonah Dubinsky. Great to see both you guys. Thanks for taking time. Let's start with the end of your career, the end of your playing career. The good Lord gives you a finite amount of time to play the game that you love. And for both of your cases, probably the end came prematurely. So when you get the news that from a medical standpoint, it's over and you can't do this anymore, Jake, let's begin with you. From an emotional standpoint, how do you process that?
Well, I mean, it's a game that you, I know for Jonah, both he and I, like, it's a game that we chose to pursue. You know, we both came in as walk-ons and wanted to play for our home state, play for our team that we grew up watching. But, I mean, I think you even go back to just the foundations of when we started liking football. I mean, for me, it was playing catch with my dad in the living room and thinking back all the way through those times and how I've grown since then and transitioned into different playing, what I've learned from high school to college, and then also doing that on the field, but then also learning where you can, you know, use the things you've learned playing on and into life.
Not only came into the program as walk-ons, both earned scholarships, both, oh, by the way, earned starting positions as well. So, Jonah, when that news came, walk us through how you processed it.
Really, the first thing I did is I went and talked to my position coach, Brad Davis, and I was like, this is, you know, what I'm hearing from the doctors, the training staff. And the best thing at that moment happened is Coach Davis looked at me and he was like, you still love football? I was like, yeah, I still love football. He goes, well, your coaching career starts tomorrow. And he was like, I expect you to, you know, take today, get right, come back tomorrow, let's get to work. And that's really what I needed to hear. And he's been a great mentor getting into coaching, and great dude to be around, great coach, great leader. That's kind of really what I needed. It's, you know, you kind of, when you do that, though, you ignore things, and then now you really kind of put off missing football, and eventually it catches up with you. But really, as a coach, it's kind of a whole nother love for the game. It's a whole nother competitive spirit. I mean, we're still just as fired up on Saturdays out of pads as we were in pads, you know. We don't get to go hit people like we used to, and we both talk about it all the time. Sometimes you just want to get out there and hit somebody, but different role now. But it's really just kind of fall in love with something else, you know.
Yeah, and I don't want to mislead anybody, too, because from a long-term prognosis standpoint, in terms of quality of life and things like that, you guys are both fine, right? I mean, you just could no longer play football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fair.
Yeah, I mean, I had to make the decision because of that.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be able to, you know, have a surgery that I'm needing, and I wouldn't be able to play to the best of my ability if I
sure.
were to do that.
So when you move into the role that you're currently in and assisting the coaching staff, you really see the game from a different lens, don't you?
Absolutely.
How different is it? And as quick as it was as a player, is it that much more slower as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think the learning curve is the same in terms of, like, you still have to adjust. And, like, even coming to the college level, I mean, it was a huge adjustment. What goes into it, mm-hmm. it amazes me. And I think even the perspective I've gained in the past 4 months of just pouring into people instead of trying to, you know, trying to get better, try to get my body right. You're instead now at a servant role more so. And you can do so much serving as a teammate, but when you transition to a coach, I mean, you're not thinking about yourself as much. I mean, totally not. And so that transition has been in its own piece, and then the football aspect as well.
Do you see more game day on Saturday, more adjustments, more things as through the lens now as helping as an assistant than you did operating on the offensive line?
Oh, yeah. You kind of asked Jake if the game's slower. Yeah, it seems really, really slow from the booth, and you kind of see everything happening that – and you learn so much more about the game when you go through the coaching process. And, man, I wish I was a player now with all this information I had. We all, it's funny because you talk to every coach and they say, well, I'd be 100 times better player now if I knew what I knew now. But that's kind of not how it works. But it goes back to what Jake said. It's about service, serving other people. It's powerful to help a kid with a technique, with a play, with whatever it be, and see improvement. It's really gratifying.
When you think of this group of players that you came in with, this other 16 individuals, a total of 18 that'll be honored coming up on Saturday prior to the game against Tennessee, I asked Coach Odom this. Jake, let me ask you the question. Is there a way that they should be remembered, a way that they should be defined as a group?
I'd say a steadfast group, a group that has seen a lot of turning points in Mizzou history. I mean, we started out, and like Coach Pinkel's staff was here, the red shirts. So the fifth-year guys have seen a whole new coaching staff. I mean, we've seen highs and lows, and I would say just steadfast and, like, consistently just remaining optimistic of the process. And, I would say steadfast.
From your point of view, how should people think about your class?
Great word by Jake. Steadfast is the way to put it. I'd use steadfast or gritty. We've been through a lot with a lot of different faces leading us, and I felt that our class has been very consistent. We're a super tight-knit group. We've all got each other's phone numbers. We all hang out. We all see each other. And it was really just a great group to be a part of. Blessed to be a part of that group of guys.
Yeah, part of the blessing, too, is the number of relationships that you form with guys from a variety of different cultures and communities around the country that you normally, had it not been for this great sport of football, you had never met those people. That's a pretty cool thing, isn't it?
No doubt. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, is there something that you think of when you think about the relationships you built that stand out about, I don't know, some of those characters that you've been around for the last 5 years?
Man, nothing really. I mean, we all have kind of, we're all so similar at this point now that it kind of blends. But when we all got here, you know, different stylistic things that you see, like Terry Beckner walks in the first day and he's got his long white T-shirt. I remember Jake, he looked like he was from 2004 or something. And great guy, I love Terry, but we were all so different in that time. And now we're you know, built from the same base or groundwork, that whatever you'd say. And gosh, we're just a unit. We're a team. I mean.
Yeah. You both have your degrees. Let's talk individually about that, the academic pursuit. What did you get your degree in?
I actually dual majored. I was agricultural systems management, which would be comparable to something like ag engineering, and then ag business.
And what would you like to do? Is coaching going to be the path, or do you want to eventually matriculate back into the...
I think no matter what, I'm going to try out coaching. I mean, I think that's something I'm going to pursue right now. And I'm very thankful that my family's backed me on that. I mean, coming from a farming family, that's something that you often go back to. Mm-hmm. But just knowing that will always be there, not in this humble way, but it's something that they want me to go pursue this.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, because you mentioned something that I think's key. Your family wants you to pursue this. A lot of times, as I understand from the farming community, a lot of times there's the pressure on the young man to come back to be a part of something that's kind of a dying industry in some places around the country.
Definitely. And it doesn't underplay how much I do love it. But this is something where I do see, like impacting people and service of people is a lot different. I mean, when you're farming, you're kind of more alone. You know, you're serving your family, but at the same time, you're not impacting. Your range of impact isn't as much.
Sure. What did your degree come from?
I'm got an undergrad degree in political science, and I minored in American history. And right now I'm working on my master's in political science.
And you have completely convinced yourself that coaching is the path you want to take.
Yeah, I really have. You know, I still want to pursue political science as I go. You know, it's not something that you need to do. It can be a hobby. It can be a lesser role. It can be a job. It's just an interesting study with a lot of important things going on and opportunities to help a lot of disadvantaged people in that study.
I would say in this day and age, it's a fascinating study.
Very fascinating indeed.
Yeah. As you think back to what you've experienced here, we do a thing on our radio program or on a radio broadcast every week, and you guys have both been kind enough to be a part of it, but it's called Markham's Missouri Profile, and it's named after a young man from Southwest Missouri who grew up in Seneca who died at the age of 11 in an automobile accident. All he ever dreamed of was putting on a black and gold helmet and being a Missouri Tiger. You guys both experienced that. So now having had the opportunity to experience going through that, I mean, think back what it has meant to you, Jacob Trump, to be a Missouri Tiger and articulate that for us.
Man, it's a big question.
It is, yeah. But you can handle it.
I remember selfishly praying when I was like in middle school that I would be a Missouri Tiger someday. And so throughout high school, you know, that was always my goal. You know, am I playing well enough to go to Missouri? And getting injured my senior year, I have all that deal. That actually allowed me the opportunity to come here, believe it or not. That was partially the reason why I'm here. And when I got that opportunity, it was no doubt in my mind that it's what I wanted to do. It's something that I personally take a lot of pride in. I mean, you look at other programs across the country and, you know, you see a lot of pride in different places of, you know, this is where I'm from, this is who I want to play for. And I think it's awesome to see, like, down Missouri's roster, you want to see Missouri guys. I mean, you want to see us lock down the state, get the best players from Missouri. And but, no, like you said, the like putting on the black and gold helmet and putting on something that I've grown up watching, going to games, and like dreaming about doing, and I got to do it. And that's something I don't take lightly, and I'm absolutely so grateful for that opportunity.
Jonah, how would you describe what being a Tiger has meant to you?
I mean, it's just been a blessing in every way. Growing up, just like Jake, I mean, my brother's sitting right over there, and we all have Brad Smith jerseys of every color and size. You know, we all thought we were going to be quarterbacks. It turned out a little bit differently for me, but I always thought when I was a kid that it was going to be something I just was. You know, being born in Columbia, I would go play for the Tigers. And, you know, in high school, you figure out that's not exactly how it works, turns out. And at the end of high school, I have a couple Division I offers, and none of them really meant anything to me the way that playing football in Missouri did, and I decided to walk on here. And just being given the opportunity to go work really hard at a place that I really, really cared about, and I still do, meant the world to me. And, you know, the results are what they are, but just the opportunity itself was such a blessing, and I really can't be thankful enough for it.
A couple more minutes with Jacob Trump and also Jonah Dubinsky. As you guys have got a great feel for the locker room and also a great feel for the pulse of this group, just for fans, give us an idea of what the pulse of this football team is with two games to play. You're looking at each other.
I think you just need, like, in terms of, like, what we've gone through this season, I mean, there's definitely, like, you see that there's so much that we've put into it, so much potential there, so much, like, it seems like it can't go the other way, in a way. Just the, like all we've poured into it, everything that we've done. I mean, even going into the season, it just felt like everything was kind of right. Mm-hmm. And I guess that goes back to kind of the group when you're asking us about our senior class. And I mean, this is just something that adds to it, and something that, you know, I think our steadfastness should pull through in the end, and it should end up, you know, coming full circle. It's something that, I mean, you look back at the last 4 to 5 games, and it is frustrating. I mean, that, to say the least, it's frustrating to see how we've approached it. And but at the same time, I don't think you trust your preparation every week. And I think this week we haven't done anything too crazy, and like we haven't panicked, and we're just doing the same thing and being very trusting of the process. We just keep chopping away at what we're doing, and it'll work out. Whatever way it ends up, it'll work out.
Yeah, I think we're in a really good place going into this week. All the guys have that look in their eye, and if you've been around a football or athletics long enough, you can just see when people are focused, when people are determined, and it's all around our locker room right now. I'm really happy with what we did this week on offense to get ready. I'm sure Jake feels the same about defense. They do a great job week in and week out. But it's just, it really means something to this group to send the seniors out the right way. And I think it really always has in my time being here. And, you know, that's a powerful and an important thing to get a group of people focused on, you know, one unitary mission.
Final thought. Jonah Dubinsky, tell us something about Jacob Trump that we don't know.
Jacob Trump was the first friend in my class that I made when I came to Mizzou. What do people not know about Jake Trump? I'm drawing a blank, but we've been close literally since the first 10 minutes of us being in Columbia, and it's been a great, great experience to be able to coach with him and play with him.
Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, more on the story of that. I mean, the very first day we walked in, we were signed doing our physicals, and we were doing paperwork, and I walked over, I saw a kid with a flat top, and I went over there and said hi to him. And it was kind of cool just to see, like, I mean, he was there for the same reason I was. I mean, we both had different opportunities and chose to go play at our home state. But I guess one thing about Jonah is I don't know if it goes as recognized as it has, how good of a leader he has been, and especially in his O-line room. I mean, you look at, like, I remember just in the dining hall even, and just hearing stories about the O-line room. I mean, Jonah was like the leader of all of it. And all the knick-knack things that they do, and I mean, they have awesome traditions in there, but you heard Jonah like leading the pack in all of it, even when he was a sophomore. So that's something about him I think should be said.
Guys, it's an honor to spend a little bit of time with you tonight. I wish you very best, and go get a win
Thank
on
you.
Saturday. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Jonah Dubinsky and Jacob Trump back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We understand that sometimes the daydreamer is the visionary. Sometimes the rambler is actually the mentor. And sometimes the eccentric is really the change maker. We understand that greatness is often misunderstood, even underappreciated. But it is greatness that defines us and drives us forward. At Great Southern Bank, we are proud to support all the many individuals who make our community truly great. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
Like many businesses in our area, maybe you are considering reorganizing or relocating, but really don't know where to start. At Samco Business Products, we are specialists in this planning process and can take that guesswork off your shoulders. Our design team can provide insight for reconfiguring your existing space to be more efficient and productive. Or if your needs have changed and you plan to relocate, our team can reinstall your existing furniture in your new facility and eliminate that hassle too. So relax. With Samco, work just got better.
Mizzou football strives for excellence on and off the field, from the classroom to practice and all the way through game day. The men and women of the Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors also strive for excellence. You only need to look at the south end of Faroe Field to see such an example. An example of Mizzou, Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors teaming up, striving for excellence. Use union laborers for your next project. To learn more, go to liunabuildsmo.com.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at proplan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
To all of our first responders,
active military, veterans, and retirees. There's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. Qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2019 season, the Missouri Credit Union donates $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Final segment of Tiger Talk with Missouri football coach Barry Odom from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance, is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Whoa, long time no see.
It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Final segment of Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader Pub and Grill on the corner of Highway 63 and Stadium Boulevard in Columbia. Tennessee Volunteers come to town on Saturday night, 6:39 is the kickoff. Senior Day, 18 seniors recognized before the game. But first of all, just a word on those two and the job they did tonight.
You know, that if you could describe our program, those two exemplify what we're trying to get done. And I'm so proud of them. The approach that they've had, the work ethic, the job that they do, the way that they do it, and it means something to them. They really write the book on how it's supposed to be done.
Got about 2 minutes left in the show. Jeremy Pruitt's team has won 4 of its last 5 games. They're riding a 3-game winning streak. What have they done well during that time?
Well, I mean, they're playing well. You know, last 3 games they've won. You look at the line of scrimmage, and I've talked about that a number of times, but their offensive line, you know, they're athletic, but they're playing with an edge. Whatever quarterback they're playing has come in and made plays. They've got 2 receivers on the outside, really, three, I'll say, that continually step up and make plays. And they do just enough schematically to make you line up different ways and also the tempo that they're playing with, you know, it causes some problems at times. And then defensively, they're athletic enough in their scheme. They've got good players, they've got good coaches, and they've got a good scheme. And they're playing with more confidence more than anything. And that's what the challenge is for us when we've got the ball, to continue to get first downs, get the red area, and let's go score. Defensively, don't give up explosive plays. Let's play sound against the run, be aggressive in our coverage on the back end, and find ways to get the ball back for our offense.
Finally, Batuli, their linebacker. I always like to go to his linebacker. You saw a good one last week in Reese. See another one this week in Batuli.
He's so active. He's all over the place, makes plays. You know, you understand as you watch the film on the way he plays, he gets it. You know, he's downhill. He sees the guard pull. He's in the right spot. And he gets in position. He makes the tackle. He plays the way they're supposed to play at that spot.
Go get a win on Saturday night against the Tennessee Volunteers.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
That is Tigers head coach Barry Odom. His team taking on Tennessee, 6:39 coming up this Saturday. Still tickets available. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.